Hi, I'm Damon Davis. I want to welcome you to a very special edition of this program. It's a pleasure for me to be here with you today and bring to you a very special guest that is no stranger to our television audience here at One on One. His name is John Ramirez, and many of you know him as the author, the speaker, the expert, if you will, on the supernatural, specifically as we deal with how to wage war with the devil. John is the author of The Devil's Cauldron, but today we are here to talk with John Ramirez about a brand new book called Unmasking the Devil. Now, if you do not know John Ramirez, if you have not come in contact with this man or his ministry, then I encourage you to dedicate, invest the next 25 minutes of your time with me. We're going to go up close and personal with an enemy that lurks in the shadows. He seeks to kill, to steal, to destroy everything that God planted inside you as it pertains to your destiny in this world, your purpose to accomplish all of the things that you know you were designed to do. Now, if you're facing any kind of distraction today, any kind of worry is plaguing you, if you are walking in fear, if you are diseased, desperate, destitute, if you are facing any kind of financial calamity, if you have a relationship situation that is off the rails, or watch this, if you just feel like your life is falling apart, I want to encourage you that you didn't just happen by this program today. You didn't by coincidence flip through the channels and come across me speaking to you about an enemy called the devil. We're going to unmask in a way that we're going to find the thief. We're going to get him out of your house. And here's what the God that I serve says to me, and he promises to you today. Whatever has been taken, whatever has been stolen, is going to be returned to you 100-fold. I'm Damon Davis, and this is One on One. His name is John Ramirez. He is the author of the book, brand new book that is now sweeping the nations. It is called Unmasking the Devil. My commitment to you for your investment of time with me and John today is that we're going to go into the situation that you're facing, whatever it is, finances, health, relationships. Put whatever name on it you want that is your reality. And today we're going to expose the devil lurking, prowling like a lion on a mission which is strategic to maneuver like a snake into every single situation of your life to plague you. And we're going to unmask him today by exposing you to the supernatural weapons of warfare that he is waging against you, that you've got to learn today how to use to your benefit to whoop his tail. John, did I hit the nail on the head?
Oh, out of the park.
Come on.
Out of the park. You know, we're going to the enemy's camp today. We're going to unfold. We're going to break his patterns and cycles because the enemy can't create nothing new. But he has Christians bound. He has people bound in circumstances, situation, lifestyles, generational curses that we have come to the norm and said, well, this is the best that God has for me. This is who we are. That's what I'm supposed to be. I can't go any further than this financially. I can't go any further than this relationship. I can't go any further than this. My purpose and my destiny is mediocre. Why is all this stuff is going? Why is the church today is under so much suffering?
Yeah.
And no one is taking a stand and pointing the elephant in the room.
Well, we appreciate you being the man on the battlefield to help expose who the devil is, what he's really doing, and watch this, how we unmask him and kick his tail. Yes. Amen. Somebody say amen.
Amen to that.
you are an expert when it comes to understanding the mindset of this enemy we call the devil, his demons, his legions, his imps, the power and the principality of the air. I want the people to understand why you, John Ramirez, are qualified to write such a book and lead us into the light on this circumstance. You were recently on Sid Roth's program, and anybody who knows Sid Roth, in fact, Sid endorsed your book.
Yes.
This book will keep you three steps ahead of the devil through amazing revelation of our victory, Sid Roth. You've also been on the 700 Club. You have been, I believe, recently on Creflo Dollar's Your World show that airs all over the world.
Yes.
And I have had you here.
Yes.
And that's just the tip of the iceberg. And in each one of those situations, you shared a story, which I want you to hear today. You shared a story about your childhood and being raised in a home that served the devil 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Give us that background, sir.
You know, my father was a warlock. My father was a witch. My aunt was a witch. I came from a generation of witches from my father's side, my father's side, my aunt's side. The whole lineage of my father's side are witches and warlocks, and they worship the devil. Even today, some are still bound in that cave. But I grew up knowing that the only way you will survive, the only way you get what you want, the only way that you can accomplish something is through the hands of the devil. So at the age of 8, I was already being groomed. I was already going to demon church. I mean, demon church was from 5 in the evening to 7 in the morning.
Wow.
There was no 2-hour churches like we have today.
Describe what you did exactly. I mean, are we talking sacrifices? I mean, I know you probably can't even reveal in the open some of the stuff that you have seen and witnessed and probably partaken in yourself. But without getting you in trouble, if you will, okay, can you give us a look in?
Oh.
I mean, I could imagine that you are public enemy number one with the devil, even as we speak, that he would like nothing more than to kill you for exposing a truth that most people read about and see in the movies. But we're here to tell you it's real stuff today. Can you give us a glimpse?
I had to put witchcraft on Christians. I know how to take lukewarm Christians and recruit them to the dark side. Animal sacrifices, drinking animal blood, killing animals, animal rituals, even astral projecting. I will astral project and leave my body home and curse all every Christian neighborhood I can find in the spirit when Christians were sleeping. Moving up the ranks, I became a general in the kingdom of darkness. I was a person that if you came to see me and you wanted witchcraft done, you had to have at least $10,000 or better. Because the witchcraft arsenal that I used to carry was a force to be reckoned with. And I knew how to put it on people. I would tell people, in 30 days, I'll go to your funeral.
And you saw this stuff happen?
Yeah.
John,
I'm gonna 25 years.
All right, let me clear the table for a minute, okay? So to speak, okay? And I want you to listen. You do know there are throngs of people, many people, I'll say millions of people, that will come in contact with this program. They're watching right now. They're smart people. And they're asking the question, come on, man. Is this stuff real? Is there really a supernatural plane where there's demons? I mean, astral projection. I mean, to leave your body. I know there's somebody watching right now saying, oh, come on. Where our minds are so finite. We will go to the movies and we want to believe in ghosts or so easy, right? But when it comes to hell and satanic power, we find ourselves still asking, is this stuff real?
The greatest trick that the devil pulled that made the world believe that he don't exist. But look at the tragedies. Read your newspapers. Look at the news. Look at the things that's going around you. Is that normal? The patterns and cycles of the enemy. You have a riot in some state, and then how that riot sometime later transfer over. You have a shooting at a mall here, and then later on it transfers over to this other mall at some other state.
Yeah.
How that's happening? Is that normal? Is these two people knew each other?
Right.
They didn't even know each other. It is patterns and cycles of the dark side, how the enemy infiltrate culture, how the enemy infiltrate humanity and brings pain, suffering, and destruction, because the goal of the enemy is that to make you believe that God doesn't exist. And now I had a PhD of doing so. So I know that whatever you're going through today, whatever situation, season you're going through, and we have settled and we have calmed down our mind that this is supposed to be normal. This is all it is. And the truth of the reality of it, no, it's not. Because the patterns and cycles and the devil is so alive today that we can even touch them if we really have spiritual eyes to see into the spirit realm.
So if I were to have my eyes open, you know, and look around, brother, what would I see?
The spiritual realm is more real than the natural realm. There's more going on in the spiritual realm, but we sugarcoat it.
Yeah.
We play it off like it's not in the room, and it's real. It's very real.
And you've seen it.
I've seen it, lived it for 25 years, and now I'm a spiritual sniper for Jesus Christ.
That's
I'm special
awesome.
Ops.
What are you attacking? The devil, obviously, but you actually get involved in performing, how do I say it? In the world's terminology would be an exorcism, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Deliverance.
Deliverance.
You
yes.
do deliverance.
Yes, I do. I do deliverance on people from all over the world. Every state we have done for deliverance, people manifestations of demons. I've gone to churches and sat in churches and conferences. I've gone to conferences. I sat there. No one knows who I am. No one knows what calling I got. I've had someone manifest over in the corner, manifest, and they turn around. John Ramirez, we know you. We know you. We hate you. We still going to kill you.
Who is the we? Demons?
The demon. The person manifesting
speaking
demon.
Speaking through someone.
Speaking to someone. Talking to me. I got eyewitness. I can bring people on this right here today. I can bring people say, yep, that happened. We went with him and that happened.
See, people don't know how real it is, but if you do some research online, watch this, and you tell me if mm-hmm. what I'm saying is right or not.
Okay.
But according to my research, the Catholic Church
mm-hmm.
has initiated the bringing in and training a massive group of deliverance ministers.
They call it exorcism.
That are actually, I mean, mm-hmm. now that's the Catholic Church, man.
Is doing it. We call it deliverance. Same thing, deliverance. We're dealing with the same devil they're dealing with. We're dealing with the same devil, same oppression, same depression, same suicide spirit, same infirmity spirit, pharmakia spirits, all these demons we're dealing with. Who's casting them out? Who's setting people free?
Jeez. So the step to get to the fix, as I understand it, is first understanding who the devil is.
Yes.
That hell is real, that there is a supernatural attack on you today, and you wrote a book to unmask him,
mm-hmm.
which is to mean what? To expose the devil and where he is operating in the areas of our life that we may not even recognize. Did I get that right?
Yeah, this book, when it comes to spiritual warfare, when it comes to patterns and cycles, when it comes to tormenting, things that are going on in your life so supernatural that you can't put your finger on it, I promise you that this book will lead you to a place of freedom. It will lead to a place to understand the weapons of our warfare, to understand that we're fighting an enemy, an eternal enemy, to understand how he's so limited if you know how to use the right tools, if
wow.
you know how to use the Lord, teach my hands to war against this devil. Because the bottom line is a lot of Christians are doing general prayers, but no one is being a spiritual sniper. And we need to bring down targets in the enemy's camp. And this book here will teach you how limited the devil is and how your situation in your life is temporary, but you can get rid of it. It's like training. If I go into a ring and I want to be a boxer, I need someone professional to train me.
Isn't that the truth?
Right? If I want to be a singer, I need someone professional to help me know how to carry my notes. Right? This book is going to teach you on the spiritual warfare aspect, how to carry yourself through and get to the finish line. And everything that Jesus had wrote about you in heaven, your resume will match you on earth once you get rid of that devil.
Is it possible, John, that someone who is out there watching, listening to this show, could have a demonic oppression in an area of their life that they don't even know about?
Oh, yeah. We go into the whole thing saying Christians don't have demons, Christians don't have this. That is hogwash. That is hogwash because you can have whatever you want, whatever you open the door to, whatever you entertain, whatever bad decisions you have made. Regardless, you can love Jesus Christ and still be bound. Lazarus loved Jesus Christ and he was still in the cave dead. Until Jesus showed up, until Jesus came to the door and called them out. And Jesus is calling you out today through this book to show you that you can be free. You can break every demonic, not only in your life, but the generational curses in your family. There's good generational blessings in your family. There's bad generational curses. What are you going to do with the bad one? Because we get the whole, how would you say, we save, everything goes away. If I have a bunion in my shoe, if I have a bunion in my toe, I'm saved. The bunion's still going to be there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I remember, I share one quick testimony. I remember I had ceremonies.
Ceremonies?
In my body.
What do you mean?
all ritual, demonic contracts of rituals and demonic contracts of different principalities, first, second heaven, drawn demons. I have from the age of 8, I was initiated with ceremony rituals from the age that to the age of 35. I got the marks here. I can show you my marks here that I sold the soul to my devil.
Wow.
See, these are the marks right there.
Wow.
Those are my marks right there. So all that stuff was all engrafted in me. And I remember the day they put me in the baptism pool, I saw two big hands. I mean, this is, I tell you, two big hands went into the baptism pool and ripped out every ceremony out of my body. And that's how I got my deliverance.
God, you yourself went through deliverance.
Yeah, I was set free in my baptism pool. God knows how to set you free. Do you want your freedom? Then do you want to fight back? Do you want to be more than a conqueror? Because you can quote more than a conqueror. You can quote, I can do all things through Christ Jesus. You can quote all that, but you're still bound because the weapons of our warfare, you need to understand them. They're supernatural, and you need someone to guide you and show you how to war against the enemy's camp.
And what you're doing, John, with this book, through sharing with us your life, your experiences, you're teaching us how to get the devil out of our home, get the thief out of our house, how to get our steps aligned with the masters, and I mean Jesus.
Jesus.
So that we can get onto the track to begin seeing the blessings of God actually show up in our life, where nothing is missing, nothing is broken, things become whole. But does that not mean that in order for that to happen, all of what I just described, for us to actually experience what prosperity really is, to get ahead, we have to first find the devil. Mm-hmm.
Find the devil.
See who he is for who he is and get him out. And does that mean
expose the situation.
Expose.
Expose the situation. Prosperity, it's a good thing to have. But let's say I get people that come up to me in prayer lines and altar calls. I get
sure.
massive altar calls. And
sure.
people say to me, I got cancer. My mother had cancer. My aunt had cancer. How do I break this generational curse? I'm dying. I got 4-stage cancer.
Wait a minute. You mean that a physical ailment, mm-hmm. I've heard this growing up, a physical ailment, sickness or disease, might in fact be something happening in the demonic realm.
Absolutely. I got two crazy testimonies. I went to a church in Queens last year, and the lady said, I'm a Hindu, and I got 4-stage cancer. I said, so what do you want me to do? And she said, well, I'm just giving you my situation. I came for prayer. I said, well, first of all, what's your God done for you lately? And she said to me, nothing. I said, well, my God can do two things. He can save you. He can heal you. I lay hands on her. We pray. She received the salvation prayer. A year later, I get invited back to this church. The first person is waiting for me at the door is that lady. She said, remember me? I said, I'm sorry. I see so many people. I don't. She said, you know what? I'm the lady that was Hindu. You pray for me. I went back to the doctors. Not only I got saved, my salvation is sealed, but I went back to the doctors and the 4-stage cancer left me.
What?
I mean, think about it. I prayed for this lady in Canada a couple of months ago. She had MS. And she said, my doctor said, I got MS. I said, you want to keep it or you want to get rid of it? And it's all because everything that God has given me is all on this book. Everything, every ounce of a spiritual warfare God has given me is in this book. I don't read other books. The only book I read is the Bible, by the way. And no offense to no one's book.
Of course not.
Because I want God to give me straight from the throne how to fight and how to teach the church how to fight.
Well, you're on a mission. I mean, God is...
Oh, I'm in a super mission.
God is...
I'm getting my 25 years back. The devil stole from me and then some. I'm on a mission. Believe that.
And I would say that you're on a mission to make sure mm-hmm. that everybody watching gets everything back that was stolen from them mm-hmm. and then some.
But
say
the
and then some.
Took from them, but the locust has stolen from you.
Come on.
What the devil has stolen from you. If your father was an alcoholic or you have cancer or you had diabetes and you had all this stuff, man, beat that devil down. You know what's wrong with the church today, my brother?
Mm-hmm.
You know what's wrong with the church today? We too much on the defense. We are too much on the defense, waiting for God to do this. I'm waiting for God to show up. I'm waiting for God to bless me. I'm waiting for God to do. And, you know, we need to be in the offense. We need to bring it to the devil like he never seen it before in his lifetime. We need to sneak attack the devil. We need to really go into the devil's camp and say, you know, enough is enough. I'm tired because now I know how to fight.
Well, amen.
And now I know how to fight.
John, I want you to look into the camera, and I want you to look straight into the viewer's eyes, and I want you to tell the viewer why they need this book. Tell them right now.
You know, I am a crazy Christian that know how to deal with the devil. And the devil knows it. And the devil's mad. I get emails from Hail Satan, people saying Satanist emails. They're going to kill you. Witchcraft people calling me. All because I wrote a book. Because I want your life to be free. I don't care. I'm like poor. I don't care if I'm poor like a drink offering. I don't care if I'm poor on the sacrifice. As long as you get what God has for you, I know that when I get to heaven, Jesus Christ, when I close my eyes, I make Jesus Christ proud. I wrote this book for you, not for me, because when you write a book and it's true to the core, you're not writing it for yourself. You're writing it for someone else.
Amen.
You can be free. You can stay free. And you can live whatever 10 years, 15, 20 years, whatever life you have left, let it be the best years of your life because you know how to fight spiritually. Amen.
Wow.
Get the book. I guarantee you, it's not the book, it's what's in the book, what God put in that book that will set you free.
The knowledge.
The wisdom in that book.
And the wisdom.
You can have the most arsenal, but if you don't know how to point that arsenal in the right direction, you're not going to knock nothing down.
Yeah. The understanding is available to us.
Yes.
How to overcome what is plaguing us. How not just to walk through, but how to become victorious over our stuff.
Armed and dangerous. That's what we need to be.
I want to read what's on the back cover of this book because it got my attention.
Amen.
Close the demonic doors Satan uses to enter your life. And man, you go out, you're bold here. Entertainment, unhealthy relationships, greed, false religion. I'm going to add a few others. Pride.
Yes. A spirit of hurt. A spirit someone molested you. All those areas has to be dealt with. Because the devil, as long as that door is open, the devil has legal access to your real estate. The devil understands that we all got a purpose and a destiny. The devil knows that we created the image of God. The devil knows there's treasure in us. No one breaks into an empty house. The devil knows that we have a baby to carry. The baby we carry is our purpose and destiny. One of the saddest things for a woman is to die with her baby inside. One of the saddest things for a Christian is to die with his baby inside, with his purpose and his destiny. So the devil was trying to infiltrate. The devil was trying to rule and reign and use any demonic advice to slow you down or bring you down to the point of destruction. It could be doors that we open. It could be relationship. It could be doors that we don't. It's like people
could
say,
it be unforgiveness?
It could be unforgiveness. It could be hatred. It could be pride. It could be rejection. It could be a whole bunch of things that I can name. It's on the book. You can go to the list of the book.
So they'll tell me these are the stuff to look out for.
Yeah, these are things that you need to you need to examine yourself. And the Bible said do inventory of yourself.
Tells me how
to do inventory. That? What's coming in? What's coming out? To the eye gate, to the gear gate, to the mouth gate.
Wow.
Because the devil's after your words too. And the devil's after your words.
And it will teach me whether it's the words, what I confess, which I think is what teach me how to not just identify the doors, John, but come on, somebody, how to shut them?
How to shut them once and for all, lock them down once and for all, and the devil have no access to that door anymore.
So you're talking about by unmasking
the devil,
not only can we shut doors, put ourselves into a position to begin to see the blessings of God that are available to us by operating according to his kingdom economics. Show up in our life.
And I teach in this book how to paralyze the demons in the ground, how to confuse their languages so they won't communicate with one another, so your blessing can come at the time that God has released it for you. It's not blessing not only about finances, blessing about what is your purpose? What is your destiny? Who are you in Christ? What is your mission? What God called you to do?
Yeah.
Why are you living in below kingdom standards?
Amen. I'm eager to understand how to fight so that I can win. Aren't you today? We can go through the motions and stay where we are and continue to struggle and live in bewilderment of whether or not we are living beneath our privileges or whether we are living according to what the Most High King said we were entitled to. But that means we got to get some junk out of the way.
Oh, big time. So God can release what he has for you.
Amen.
And I think that the devil put clutters in your hands to stop you from God's best in your life.
Yeah. John, I thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me here.
Pleasure. I know we ran fast, and I hope you were keeping up, but we had a lot of ground to cover in a short amount of time. Our announcer is going to come right now and expose you to a revelation of truth that's going to help move you into the life that God has planned for you. And this discovery of how to become a weapon of warfare for God is only going to come through you having the kind of understanding that sometimes only a man like John Ramirez, who is a sniper for Jesus, can bring to us in the form of this book, Unmasking the Devil. I'm going to ask you to reach deep today. Sow a seed into your future and make a declaration by that seed today that you are not going to let the devil rule your life anymore.
Depression, divorce, addiction, abuse, debt, disease. The enemy is positioned in every area of your life on a mission to seek, kill, and destroy everything you hold dear. He feeds on your hopelessness and thrives on your defeat. It is a war you must fight every day. The devil is waiting, lurking in the shadows, ready to attack. And when he does, the darkness he brings is overwhelming, and you can feel it in every bone in your body. It is possible to defeat this enemy. You can fight back, but you need to know how. Today, you heard John Ramirez talk about his chilling experience as he fell under the control of the devil. But miraculously, God brought John out of the darkness and filled him with the power of the Holy Spirit so that he could fight off the attacks from this ruthless enemy. John Ramirez's powerful new book, Unmasking the Devil, will show you exactly how you may be letting the devil into your life without even knowing it, and how to stop him in his tracks. This is a must-have tool that will help you overcome difficulties in every area of your life, and it can be yours today. Along with the book, we will also equip you with the 4-disc audio series, Strategies to Defeat the Devil.
John Ramirez walks you through, step by step, the kind of prayers to pray, how to recognize the devil for who he is, the thief, and get him out of your camp, and how to start walking in victory.
In addition to these powerful tools, we also want to send you the complete unedited interview with Damon and John. You only saw a portion of their riveting conversation, and you do not want to miss the opportunity to hear the entire chilling account of John's firsthand experience in the kingdom of darkness.
Absolutely free, you heard that right, is my way of saying jump into the battlefield here with us and start fighting like you were designed to fight.
Call right now, and we will also include a very special bonus gift, John Ramirez's best-selling book, Out of the Devil's Cauldron, A Journey from Darkness to Light, where he shares the dark tale of his fight to escape the grip of the enemy, along with steps you can and must take now to protect yourself from slipping into a life of darkness like he did. This exclusive one-on-one bundle, including the book Unmasking the Devil, the 4-disc audio series Strategies to Defeat the Devil, the uncut interview, and the bonus book Out of the Devil's Cauldron, is available to you now for a love gift of only $49. Don't wait one more moment. Call or go online now.
We thank you for tuning in with me, John Ramirez, the special edition of One on One, as we uncovered how to unmask the devil. Praise God. The number is on the screen. There's just a few more seconds left to order. We invite you to take a step into the greatest season of your life. I'm Damon Davis. We'll see you again next time.
Thanks for joining us on our one-on-one broadcast. For more information about the guests and products you heard about today, please visit our website at damondavis.com.